After raising water rates last year, the Phoenix City Council approved higher solid waste rates this year and next. KJZZ's Christina Estes joins me now to talk about what's driving the higher fees. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning, Mark.
So before we get into trash and recycling fees, let's recap the water rate. The council approved a two-year phase-in for water increases, right?
Right. Last year, the average customer saw their monthly water bill increase just under $2. And this year, the average increase is just under $2.40 a month.
Now, the water department sold the rate hike as needed to build wells to improve access to banked water and groundwater, also replacing aging infrastructure, things like that. Did the Public Works Department make its case based on infrastructure needs as well?
Partly. The department last raised rates 11 years ago. It was early 2009. We were still in the Great Recession. To go 11 years without an increase required the department to put off buying equipment and vehicles. They also drew down on their fund balance, sort of like taking money out of your savings account. The department was getting by, but then China enacted a new policy in January 2018.
Right. That's basically when China said, OK, we're not taking anyone's plastics or other recyclable material unless it's essentially free of contamination, meaning material needs to be free of food residue, no mixing of materials, things like that. Right.
Right. And that really shook up the market. At that time, China had been taking about half the world's recyclable waste. Phoenix's Public Works Director said the city shipped about 80% of its recyclables to China, and it collected a lot of money for the materials.
How much are we talking about?
Well, in fiscal year 2017-18, Phoenix collected nearly $9 million from selling recyclables. This fiscal year, the forecast is a little more than $3 million. They forecasted nothing for next year because they just don't know what to expect.
Well, what's happening now with recyclable material from Phoenix?
Public Works Director Ginger Spencer said a lot of material is now going to Indonesia. The city has a contract with Republic Services to process recyclables and sell them. She said they currently have a market for all recyclables except mixed plastics. Now, if you're one of those people that check the numbers on items, mixed plastics are number 7. These are not your typical water and shampoo bottles. These are a mix of plastics and generally the toughest to recycle. Spencer said Phoenix has a contract with a company called Renewology to try to turn mixed plastics into fuel.
All right, so let's move now to the solid waste rate increase. What did the council actually approve yesterday?
Between April and January, residential rates will increase from $26.80 a month to $33.80. Starting in April, the monthly bill will increase $3.75, and then in January, it will increase another $3.25. And there's one more thing. After that, the rate will increase 2% annually between 2022 and 2026.
Now, Christina, that was one of 4 options the council had considered, right?
Yes. 3 others included smaller increases, and they would have reduced services at various levels, from eliminating curbside collection of green organics, that's your yard waste, up to suspending the city's recycle program.
Now, I seem to remember the initial talk about stopping recycling was met with quite a bit of resistance, right?
Big time. Not just from council members, but also residents. Some spoke during yesterday's meeting, and there was a voluntary survey conducted through the city's social media channels, website, and meetings about the proposed rate hikes. Based on more than 5,800 responses, 90% of people said it's important to divert waste from the landfill.
And Phoenix also had a goal of diverting 40% of its waste by this year. Where does the city stand on that?
The Public Works Director announced yesterday Phoenix is at 36%.
All right. Now, for some people, the $7 increase between now and January, that's significant, especially in light of the recent water rate hike, right?
It is. We're talking about a 25% increase. Without that, the department said it would have to cut staff and reduce services, including recycling.
Well, why ask for so much at one time? I mean, couldn't the department have asked for smaller increases over maybe a longer time period?
Well, there's been internal discussion at City Hall about raising rates for about 2 years, and I've heard references in public meetings over the last 18 months or so about the lower revenue, increased operational costs, and need to evaluate rates.
Well, so then why didn't it happen a year or two ago?
Well, for one, the water department said it needed to raise its rates too. Raising fees is almost always a tough sell, and so you don't want to do them back to back if you don't have to. Plus, the city manager wanted an advisory committee to review the department's revenues, expenses, and make recommendations. That committee of 6 people represented business, industry, and community leaders, and was created in June 2018. Then in 2019, the committee recommended the city hire a consultant to conduct a comprehensive cost of service and rate design study. That study was presented last October, and in November, the committee's 4 options were submitted to the city council. Then staff conducted public outreach and meetings to share the options before yesterday's vote.
Well, Christina, how did that vote pan out?
Councilman Sal DeCiccio and Jim Waring were the only no votes. They also voted against the water rate hikes. DeCiccio said the working class and seniors on fixed incomes cannot afford these increases any longer. He expressed concern people will leave Phoenix over high fees and taxes.
And DeCiccio also said there were other ways to save money without raising rates or not raising them quite so much, right?
Yes, he said a member of the advisory committee, who was a former VP for Republic Services, suggested ways to keep current services and the same rates by improving efficiencies. For example, running trucks for more miles, running them longer hours and more days. But the committee as a whole presented the four options and the council approved the highest increase.
All right. That is KJZZ's Christina Estes. Christina, thanks.
You're welcome.